As Spanish Quickies Season 3 begins, yes, this is actually the third year I've been making these videos, I have to say, I'm feeling pretty good about things. I try not to focus on this stuff too much, but it's impossible not to peek once in a while. I'm about to hit 3,000 fans on Facebook, 16,000 subscribers on YouTube. Crazily, my videos have been seen over 1 million times. But things weren't always this way. Take a look at this graph. This is where I started, January 2014, zero views. Then all of this is 6 months of posting tons of videos with still almost nobody watching. But it didn't feel like nobody back then, and that's actually my point right now. Somebody asked me the other day, did you ever feel like quitting? And I really liked my answer. No, I didn't ever feel like quitting, because even though I was working my butt off, making zero money, and even though I went to sleep many nights further behind from where I started because I had thrown a script away for the third time, or because I'm a total hack and have no idea what I'm doing. Just getting that wall behind me to be white took me 3 days. Despite all that, I really never did think about quitting. It never even occurred to me, I don't think. Maybe right at the beginning, but not after the first few episodes. Because after the first few videos, that's when your messages started to come in. At first, just one, then a few, then more than a trickle. And once I started reading your unbelievably kind words, there was no way I was turning back. There was no quit in me. No plan B. And I thank you so much for that, for your constant barrage of awesome messages. Messages that make me smile, make me feel good, and yes, make me cry sometimes. No words I ever choose right now could truly communicate the gratitude I have for you, so I intend to show you with my actions. And that means making Spanish Quickies Season 3 the best season yet. And speaking of Season 3, I have a confession to make. I like grammar. I do. I like grammar. I like figuring out how it works. Just like you do, grammar makes me feel good. But while I like grammar, I absolutely love words. When we learn grammar, we can just say stuff we already know how to say better. But when we learn new words, we can say more stuff and understand more stuff. And that's what this whole learning Spanish thing is all about, saying stuff and understanding stuff. I have made some videos about words or vocabulary, but most of my videos have been about grammar, masculine, feminine, conjugation, pronouns, and that's cool, that's all vital. But you can't use any of that grammar unless you know words. So to kick off Season 3, we're gonna focus on words. You ready to get your vocabulary on? Hola, soy Jordan, and this is a Spanish Quickie. Fast, easy Spanish lessons from somebody who speaks your language. Okay, let's learn words. But which words should we learn? My philosophy is, at the beginning, you should only spend time learning a word if it's really easy to learn or if it's common, meaning you'll want to use it or understand it in real life. Then later, as your vocabulary increases, you'll be talking more, reading more, listening and watching more, and you'll just naturally discover the words you don't know. This is pretty much a never-ending process. We still don't know every word in English, do we? Well, in this video, we're gonna start with words that are easy to learn. I won't waste your time ever teaching you a word that isn't totally usable in everyday life, but with these words, the focus is more on the fact that they're easy to learn, not that they're the most common or most important words in the world. Some of the easiest words to learn are cognates. Cognates are words that are either exactly the same in both English and Spanish, or pretty much the same. And when I say they're the same, I mean they look the same. They have the same origin. That's why they're easy to learn. If you know a cognate in English, you already know that word in Spanish because it's either the same or basically the same. The key is simply knowing the word exists. Not much practice is necessary. Take the word actor, for example. How do you say actor in Spanish? Well, it's the same word, just said in a Spanish way. Actor in English is actor in Spanish. El actor. And now that you know that actor is the word for actor, you can say it when you need it. And that is a word that comes up from time to time in real life, so it's totally worth the 2 seconds it took you to learn. Cognates are kind of like free words. Now, some cognates are one-off cognates, like the word for hotel. In Spanish, the word for hotel is just hotel. El hotel. Same word exactly, but said in a Spanish way. Don't forget that H is silent. But hotel, or hotel, is just a one-off cognate. There are probably other words that resemble it, but there's no real pattern between hotel and many other words. But a actor, the Spanish equivalent of actor, is different. That's part of a cognate group called the OR words that all share the same pattern. Most words in English that end in OR are exactly the same in Spanish. They follow the same pattern as actor and actor. For example, color is color, director is director, doctor is doctor. All OR words. It doesn't get simpler than that. Those are exact matches. But then there's something like this. Nation. The word for nation in Spanish is nación. Same word basically, but not exactly. In this case, the T-I-O-N at the end of nation becomes a C-I-O-N with an accent on the O to give you nación. So, nation in Spanish is nación. La nación. It's feminine. There are tons and tons of words in English that end in T-I-O-N and follow this exact pattern. The T-I-O-N becomes a C-I-O-N with an accent on the O. So once you know these words exist, you can start using them right away. I always suggest using the flashcard strategy to practice, but you can definitely get away without it in this case. This stuff is pretty easy. Okay, some more examples of this pattern. Celebration in Spanish is celebración, T-I-O-N to C-I-O-N with an accent on the O, but other than that, those are the same words. Celebration is celebración. La celebración. All these words are feminine nouns. Definition in Spanish works the same way. La definición. Exception is la excepción. And tradition is la tradición. All those words are exactly the same in Spanish as they are in English, except the T became a C and there's an accent on the O. But, and this happens in all the groups, there are some small spelling changes you have to make from time to time. So the regular, the default, is what I just showed you. But then there are some spelling changes you have to worry about, usually to conserve the sound of the word. For example, abbreviation. The word for abbreviation in Spanish is la abreviación. Notice the T-I-O-N became a C-I-O-N just like we've been doing. But now there's another change. The double B in abbreviation has become a single B in la abreviación. This is a very common spelling change. That's one of the reasons I love Spanish so much, actually. It might be complicated, but it's complicated in a systematic way. There's usually even a system to the exceptions, and this is a great example of that. When there's a double letter in English that only makes one sound, you usually drop one of them in Spanish. So the double B in abbreviation, that only makes one B sound. Abbreviation. That sounds like one B to me. So in Spanish, you drop one of the Bs. La abreviación. T-I-O-N to C-I-O-N, but then drop one of those double Bs. I don't know how the whole useless double letter thing started in English. I'm sure there's an interesting story, feel free to share it if you know it, but it doesn't really matter, they just don't do that in Spanish. When there's a double letter in Spanish, it's for a reason. Association is another example of the double letter that only makes one sound. In Spanish, association is la asociación. T-I-O-N to C-I-O-N, then drop one of those double S's, because really, that double S only makes one S sound, association. So la asociación. Here's an interesting one, this is totally regular actually. Action in Spanish is acción. La acción. Notice the double C there. When you change the T-I-O-N to C-I-O-N, you end up with a double C. La acción. But that's totally cool. Like I said before, when there's a double letter in Spanish like this, it's for a reason. And in la acción, there are clearly two sounds. The first C makes that hard K sound, then the second C makes the S sound. Acción. La acción. Here's another spelling change that's definitely not as common as the double letter situation, but it's a pattern for sure. Immigration in Spanish is inmigración. La inmigración. The double M there becomes an NM. So from one sound in English, immigration, to two sounds in Spanish, inmigración. This is just something you have to memorize as it occurs. I followed by a double M, so I-M-M at the beginning of a word, like immigration, often, but not always, becomes I-N-M. Immigration becomes la inmigración. If that's at all confusing to you, don't worry. It doesn't come up often. But if you practice these words with their spelling changes, you'll get used to it pretty quickly. And even if you don't, if you said inmigración in a sentence, you'd be understood almost always. I hardly heard the difference when I just said it. I picked the T-I-O-N to C-I-O-N words for today, and not the O-R words with actor, because the T-I-O-N to CION group is much larger. So once you know this pattern, you'll automatically know way more words than if you practice the OR words. But now you know OR words are the same in Spanish as they are in English. Learning these cognate patterns is kind of like learning conjugation patterns. Once you know how to conjugate one regular AR verb, you can conjugate every single regular AR verb in the entire world, even if you've never conjugated it before. So after you know how to translate nation to nación, you can translate pretty much every single word in the English language that ends in T-I-O-N, even if you've never seen or heard it in Spanish before. That's cool. I do want to tell you a couple things before we get out of here. First, it's better to learn nouns with their articles, so with the la in this lesson. Practice that nation is la nación, not just nación. The sex of the word is important, so it's best to learn and practice it right away. That way, when you want to use the word in real life, you don't have to go back and learn something else. Now, just because a word is a cognate doesn't mean it's used the same way in Spanish as it is in English. Being a cognate just means the words have the same origin. They look the same. They're usually used the same, but definitely not always. I just looked over the word list below and don't see any tricky words in this group. Most of the words on the word list below are used the same way in Spanish as they are in English. But one word did jump out at me. The word for direction in Spanish is dirección, la dirección. Just like we've been doing, T-I-O-N to C-I-O-N, but other than that, no changes. And dirección does mean direction and is used the same way we use direction. But la dirección is also the most common way to say address, like the address of a building. I remember this being pretty weird for me at first. La dirección is usually what they say when we say address in English. The direction of the wind is la dirección del viento, and the incorrect address is la dirección incorrecta. Notice la dirección is used in both cases, the first time for direction, the second time for address. You can just assume that cognates not only have the same origin, but are used the same way too. But then don't be surprised, and this will happen quite often, when you discover a word is used in another way also, or in a different way completely. I'll be making some videos about the more confusing cognates real soon. Right now, focus on these easy patterns to build your vocabulary quickly. Next week, we'll go over another pattern before moving on to more interesting, confusing, and fun stuff. But these are totally free words. At least peruse the word list below so you know these words exist. But much better, make flashcards and memorize the heck out of them with the flashcard strategy. This will drive them deep into your subconscious, which is where you need them to be. And starting with this episode, the first episode of the third season, I'm including files for you to load the word lists into your favorite flashcard app. I think Anki is the most popular flashcard app, so I include the APKG for Anki, but also you'll find a normal text file that you should be able to load into most other flashcard apps. Okay, next week, same place, same time, más o menos. We'll go over another cognate pattern, so more free words. If you can't wait till then, in my premium course, Fun with Words, I cover over 30 different cognate patterns, and that's just the tip of the iceberg in there. Fun with Words is all about you learning the words you need to have real conversations and read real articles. If you're a gringo forever, you have free access already. Just log into the premium student area. Then, I'll see you next time. I promise, no mushy stuff for a while. Hasta luego. Adios, amigo.